You're listening to SBS News.
The last time a British cabinet minister was forced from office was during the height of the Cold War in 1963, when John Profumo resigned in the wake of an affair he was having with the model, Christine Keeler, who also happened to be sleeping with a Soviet diplomat. 56 years later, Defence Minister Gavin Williamson has been sacked by Prime Minister Theresa May for leaking details of top-secret documents from a security meeting about plans to allow China's Huawei to build Britain's 5G mobile phone network. Mr. Williamson strenuously denied the accusations.
I never have leaked anything from the National Security Council, nor would I ever leak anything from the National Security Council.
Do you admit that you're one of the people under suspicion?
As I say, never would, never have.
The government launched an internal inquiry after the London Daily Telegraph published details of how the National Security Committee had given the go-ahead for Huawei to work on the 5G network. A number of ministers were interviewed, and in her letter to Mr. Williamson giving him the sack, Theresa May said his conduct had not been of the same standard as the others. She said the investigation provides compelling evidence suggesting his responsibility for the unauthorised disclosure. Deputy Labour leader Tom Watson told Sky News that in other cases of people breaching the Official Secrets Act, a prison term has been involved.
He's breached that act. There's some very high-profile civil servants who've gone to jail for breaching that act, and I don't think that he should evade investigation just because he's a high-profile politician. She's effectively saying he's broken the law, and the law must apply equally to everyone.
Mr. Williamson has continued to deny that he was the source of the leak, despite evidence that he had an 11-minute phone call with a Daily Telegraph journalist after the NSC meeting. Speaking to Sky News, he swore on the lives of his children that he was not the source and says that he has been the victim of a kangaroo court. Mr. Watson says it would be in Mr. Williamson's own interest for a police investigation to take place.
He denies it and he deserves to have his voice heard, and the way to do that is in a criminal inquiry, given that it appears that the law has been broken in this case.
Mr. Williamson said that he was confident that a thorough and formal inquiry would have vindicated his position. He insists the leak came from outside his team and that the Prime Minister has made a serious mistake. His career has not been without incident. He once bragged about keeping a tarantula in his office when he was the Conservative Party's chief whip. When he was promoted to Defence Secretary, he famously told Russia to shut up and go away and sent a naval vessel to the South China Sea to, in his words, teach Beijing a lesson. Mr. Williamson will be replaced as Defence Secretary by former International Development Secretary Penny Mordaunt, who is seen as a potential leadership contender.
Well, the Prime Minister's made her decision. What I'm focused on is getting on with the job.
London's Metropolitan Police says it's a matter for the National Security Council and the Cabinet Office, and it's not carrying out an investigation. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.